Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, happy hump day. It's a beautiful Wednesday afternoon here in Laguna Beach, and I am super stoked to have Love Ghost, an LA-based band, in studio right now. They're going to play some songs off of their debut EP, Love Ghost Volume 1. We'll also hear some tunes off of their forthcoming full-length record. So we're going to get right into it, then we'll chat with them. But for now, we're going to hear Bones live in studio by Love Ghost. Whenever you're ready, you guys.
Body in the woods, sucking wool from your head. You're bleeding from your heart. My shadow casting vivid in your stool. Privacy is gone. My bones are all gone. Slain long, you'll say that I have playing exits go to your chest. Hanged bodies, you say in a way makes you wanna kiss you. Out of desire,
beautiful stuff. That was a live in studio performance from Love Ghost. They are an LA-based band. And what's up, you guys? Welcome to Laguna Beach.
Hey, man.
What's up? How's it going?
Hello.
So we got, let's introduce you guys. We got Finn on lead vocals and guitar. And by the way, I love your Breedlove. And I love that note on Desire. And you just sustained that. That was such a beautiful note.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, man. It's really kind. You have a great, great voice. And then we have Ryan on acoustic bass.
Hello.
What's up, my man?
Not much. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. And then we have Maya on viola, not violin.
Yes, very important.
I'm not gonna make that mistake twice.
Yeah. Thank you.
No, actually, I knew, right? I knew right away it was a viola.
Yes, you did.
It's a little bit bigger.
Yeah, this guy's got it.
You guys have a really nice sound. And it's obviously an acoustic, stripped-down version, different than the record. But I love this setup. Do you guys have any other bandmates that are not here today? Like when you do full band shows or anything?
We're kind of moving between drummers right now, but this is the core group right here.
Cool. And so you guys are 16 and Maya is 20, is that correct?
Yes,
yeah,
that's correct.
You're based out of LA. We've been having some really talented young people down here lately, and it just blows me away because when I was your age, I'm a musician, when I was your age, I was not this refined. So kudos to you guys.
Thank you.
When did you start playing together?
Probably about, I'd say, what was it, Maya, like 2 years ago,
three like two
years
and
ago?
A half.
Two and a half years ago?
Like, yeah. I joined the band about a year and a half ago. There originally was two brothers that were the bass player and the lead guitarist, but they ended up leaving. And I ended up joining about a year and a half ago.
So Ben and I, we've been there since the beginning.
You two have been there since the beginning?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm the new blood.
That's interesting that you guys kept it alive after that. The brothers left. That's
cool.
Well, it's kind of normal for bands. You watch these documentaries, people are kind of in and out. And
it's like people leave all the time.
Yeah. Lineups change a lot, that's true.
You just got to keep that core group, and that's what keeps it really the same.
Well, I think you guys are in a good place right now. You just dropped your debut EP last year called Love Ghost Volume 1. Yes, and we just heard Bones off of that EP, but you guys have been hard at work in the studio up in Seattle working on your debut full length. Tell me a little bit about that process. How was it recording up in Seattle?
It was really, really rad. So basically, we recorded the album. It's produced by Eric Lelavoie. And he came down here to LA. We had pre-production for a week, and then we eventually, like in the middle of July, we flew up to Seattle. We all stayed in the same house. We all, you know, duked it out. We all lived together, and it was crazy. And you know, every single day we were in the studio recording for like 12 hours a day, and we worked really hard, and I really, really hope it pays off.
How'd you hook up with that producer? He's worked with Saint Motel, My Chemical Romance. How'd you guys get in?
He found us.
Really?
Yeah. Through our publicist, Krishona, it helped. But yeah, he had an interest in us. So.
And we recorded at a legendary studio. A lot of big bands have been there. Pearl Jam, Alice in Chains recorded there.
London Bridge Studios?
Yeah, yes. London Bridge Studios. I mean, the room is like, it's so stoic. You can like feel all the like energy.
Yeah.
The history too.
History.
Yeah. That's so cool.
It smells great.
So wait, you guys, were you there this summer? Or when were you up there recording?
This summer, yeah. It's not a bad way to spend your summer,
you guys.
Yeah,
are you all, you two are in high school down here?
In LA, yeah.
Cool. And what are you up to, Maya? Are you full-time musician?
No. This point, still kind of just like the Freeway Philharmonic, and then this band, and I go to USC.
Awesome.
University of Southern California.
Right on. Trojans, right?
Yeah.
Cool. University, I won't say it. I went to CSUN. We used to call them the University of Spoiled Children.
Oh, okay.
But I'm sure you're not one of them.
It's somewhat true. I'm not one of the someone would probably think I was spoiled, but there's some spoiled. There are definitely some spoiled children.
It's a great school. I'm sure that was out of envy that we called them that. So I'd love to hear another song. Do you guys have one you can play that's going to be on the upcoming record?
Yeah, we actually on the upcoming record we covered Danny Boy. It's an old Irish folk song, but we made it all kind of like grunge and hard rock. But this is the acoustic version of that song.
All right, I'm excited to hear it. If you're just tuning in, this is Love Ghost live in studio with their rendition of Danny Boy. Take it away.
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses are falling. It's you, must go and I must bide. Come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed white with snow. I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny Boy, flowers are dying. If I am dead, then dead I well may be. You'll come and find the place where I am lying, and kneel and say and have there for me. And I shall hear the song you tread above me, and all my grave a warmer, sweeter bed. For you will blend and tell me that you love me, and I shall sleep.
Danny Boy live in studio performed by Love Ghost. And that was just an incredible rendition, you guys. Epic.
Thank you.
I've never heard Danny Boy done that way. So congrats. Beautiful stuff. And that's going to be on your forthcoming full-length record. Yes. When do you guys think you're planning on dropping that?
Probably about January of 2018. Probably around there.
Sounds good. We'll be here. You better give it to us first.
I will.
you guys have this definite grunge influence. Can you talk a little bit about how you got into that? Because I definitely, that's like, that reminded me of like MTV Unplugged Nirvana sessions right there.
Thank you. Basically, pretty much Kurt Cobain was kind of like my childhood hero in a way. And I think that, yeah. And then from Kurt Cobain, definitely my next like band that I really involved myself with, like listening to it religiously, was Alice in Chains. And I think that, yeah, naturally it just, the pain and the poetry and all of it, it really spoke to me, especially at that time in my life, and it still does currently. So I think for me personally, that's where the grunge influence comes.
And the point of music especially the music we make, is really, it's like to tell a story and to provide a journey that, you know, we've gone through.
I guess the way I got into this genre was like I was completely classically trained, and I was like, oh, I want to like branch out a little bit, so I'll try this. And, you know, there definitely are, you know, I've like, you know, when they talk about different musicians, like, you know, the stuff they like Alice in Chains and Nirvana, like, I'll like look up the songs they're talking about and listen to them, and some of them have, you know, grown on me.
You're nailing it, Maya. It sounds like you perfectly understand what the songs need. So I love your part. It adds a very haunting, just another depth to the whole thing.
Thank you.
Yeah. So where are you guys playing? I know you're Echo Park Rising. Tell me a little bit about that.
Echo Park Rising is a super sick festival. It's all day. It's this weekend. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We play on Saturday and Sunday. We play Saturday at 6 p.m. at the Trencher. It's an acoustic set. If you guys are liking this acoustic getup, it'll be the exact same thing over at the Trencher. And then on Sunday, we play at 7 p.m. at the Lost Night, which is it's like a pub, like a British pub. It's probably about a block away from the Echo. It's right there on Sunset. And
In the main room there?
Yeah, the main room, yeah.
Cool. And is that going to be more, is it also acoustic or more electrified?
That'll be electric. That'll
just
be
you three? Or do you have a drummer joining you?
We have a drummer. There will be a drummer,
Awesome. That'll be cool to check out. If you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Love Ghost. They're playing songs off of their debut EP as well as their forthcoming debut full-length album. We just heard their take on Danny Boy. It was beautiful. If you missed it, I'm going to post this as a podcast, but I urge you to go check them out this weekend up in L.A. They're going to be at Echo Park Rising Festival on Saturday at the Trencher, 6 p.m. You can catch them in this acoustic format. I want to hear one more song, you guys. Can you do that for me? I know we only planned on two.
We can do that for you, no problem.
Sure.
All right, what do you feel like playing?
The song is called Tall Poppies. And actually, a fun fact, Maya Green, wrote the lyrics to this. And yeah, so it's an interesting, it's a nice like change-up.
Beautiful, I can't wait to hear it. All right, this is Love Ghost live at our Pearl Street Studios.
One, two, three, four.
Years go by, hardly have to try to clear the bar, sit in tar. Stem 6 feet under, green with envy, blue with sadness. I watch scared, directionless. I've lost my hunger.
Love Ghost live in studio. That was an original song called Tall Poppies. It's going to be on their forthcoming full-length album. Look for that in January of 2018. That was a really exciting song, you guys. Like, seriously, that was my favorite of the day and an incredible composition.
Thank you, man.
I love the words. I love your poetry, Maya.
Thank you.
And, yeah, it all came together beautifully.
Thank
I can't wait to get my hands on the recorded version.
Thank you for adding.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you guys, top notch. Keep doing what you're doing. One more time, let's tell everybody where you're going to be this weekend. Let's remind them about Echo Park Rising if you want to let them know, Finn.
Echo Park Rising this Saturday at 6 p.m. we play at the Trencher. And then at Sunday, we play at the Lost Room at 7 p.m., and that's full band electric.
The Lost Night, 7 p.m. in the main room. That's for Echo Park Rising. That's a Sunday, and then catch them in their acoustic format on Saturday at the Trencher. All right. Well, we're going to be doing our best to get up there. Thank you for coming down from L.A. I know that it's quite a drive, but we're super stoked to have you here.
Yeah, it was great. A lot of fun. I love the vibe here. It's really relaxing and homey.
Yeah, I just can't get over these, like, different colored windows.
Yeah, you guys can't see it. This is a pretty damn colorful room.
We're pretty lucky. It's not a bad spot to be. We're overlooking PCH, and, yeah, we have the kind of, like, stained glass window thing going on. And we have the Pacific Ocean to our west. So are you guys going to hang out, take a dip in the ocean, or are you heading straight back up to L.A.?
I want to hang out here. I want to see these, like, restaurants and
might
stuff.
Might grab a bite to eat while we're
Yeah, we'll
here.
Let you know about the best happy hours. You have fake IDs?
Perfect.
Of course
yeah.
we do.
Okay, good. I'm just kidding. I did not endorse that. All right. Well, thank you guys so much. Please give us your album as soon as it's ready and come back soon.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Have fun this weekend, guys.
Thank you.
Take care.